I'm certain, number 690.
Increase commercial solid waste fees effective July 1, 2018.
Colleagues, when I first became mayor, the amount of trash on our streets, in business districts, and open spaces, frankly, it shocked me. And during my first year in office, we undertook several strategies for cleaning up graffiti, picking up trash, and engaging businesses in the community to help us with Pick It Up Portland, which, by the way, is Friday and Saturday of this week in partnership with Solve. And we've had some success. I noticed there's less trash lying on the streets. People have commented on that, but obviously we have a lot more work that we need to do. Already, the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability is expanding the business districts where they're locating trash receptacles. Our cleanup of environmentally sensitive areas like the spring water corridor and other natural areas continues. And we're working with the Oregon Department of Transportation to clean up their properties as well through an IGA that we will be negotiating now that we have successfully worked with ODOT to pass legislation in Salem. In this year's budget, we increased funding for litter cleanup throughout the city. This ordinance amends the city code for tonnage fees to waste management companies collecting from Portland's commercial customers. For a few dollars on commercial customers, Portland will be able to maintain and expand the cleanup of our city. The extra funding will continue in removing a much larger amount of trash from important public spaces like our city parks and public walkways. Cleaning these areas up not only allows our residents to enjoy them more, but it's also a basic tenet of maintaining an environmentally conscientious city. Now we're going to hear from Bruce Walker, I believe first representing the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability. But before I turn it over, I also just want to add that obviously this is an emergency item. We need four commissioners present to actually vote. So today we're going to accept written and verbal testimony so people can sign up to testify. But since this item is an emergency ordinance and we don't have at least four city commissioners present for this meeting, we'll hold this item's vote tomorrow, Thursday, June 21st, 2:30, time certain. And with that, Bruce, I'll turn it over to you.
Thank you. Mayor, Commissioners, I'm Bruce Walker, Solid Waste Manager for Bureau of Planning and Sustainability. As authorized by City Code, BPS charges a tonnage fee to garbage and recycling companies for each ton of garbage collected from commercial accounts in Portland. The commercial tonnage fee supports the commercial waste and recycling programs managed by BPS for the city. Given the increased need for cleanup services on public properties and rights of way, this ordinance will raise the commercial tonnage fee to provide up to $1 million annually to the Office of Management and Finance Impact Reduction Program. Under an interagency agreement, BPS solid waste funds provided to OMF will be used exclusively to undertake cleanup activities and dispose of waste, such as cleanup crew costs and disposal fees. The ordinance would increase the fee that garbage and recycling companies pay from $9.60 to $12.60 per ton. This increase would be passed along to businesses in the commercial sector via their garbage bills. One other brief item is a representative from the Portland Haulers Association signed up and seeks to present testimony later. At this point, I'd like to turn it over to Carmen Malou of OMF to provide more details.
Thanks, Bruce.
Good afternoon.
Hi. Afternoon, Mayor, Commissioners. Carmen Malou, the Deputy Chief Administrative Officer for the Office of Management and Finance. I am really delighted to talk to you about the revenue increase to help pay for the city costs to clean up increased trash and debris at city parks, other public spaces, and right-of-ways. To date alone in this fiscal year, city vendors have removed over 2,300,000 pounds of trash. That's over 1,200 tons of trash from public spaces within the city. And the cost for these efforts have grown substantially over the last two fiscal years. This funding helps to stabilize the cost burden on our property-owning bureaus, and it's a truly appreciated contribution for the business community. Happy to answer any questions you may have.
Colleagues, any questions? Public testimony?
Yes, we have two people signed up. Shedrick J. Wilkins and Beth Vargas Duncan.
Very good. Obviously, I strongly support this, so I'm eager to hear what folks say. Good afternoon.
I'm not sure. I'm Mr. Shedrick. People call me Jay. Shedrick Wilkins. I don't want to sign up and talk about something else, but I thought the issue here was waste being sent to China. And stuff like that, not the gathering of the waste material. I would say this. I compliment the state of Oregon. In 2009, we went to a public recycling system for bottles and cans, and people do throw these things out instead of getting their deposit on them. So that's kind of relates. The people are part of the gathering process. And I was... 15 years ago, haunted. I was put in the bottle machines, and I'm glad that we do have a system now of state recycling center. 15 years ago, it was more likely the supermarkets were responsible for bottles and cans, and now it's the state. The state will take these things. They'll even count them at night. And we followed from California. Actually, we started the can and bottle recycling law. California did it by weight, did it better, CRB, and then there was such a problem with supermarkets that they decided to go for the recycling centers. And they do count them. And so there is a solution to these things, and you'll find it from the state. And that did work. In fact, I work at a Target store, and in 2015, we no longer take cans and bottles. You know, so that's good. And there's a recycling center on Gleason. Okay. And these things do get thrown out if people don't have a place to put them, though. There's... Awesome.
Great. Thank you. Good afternoon.
Mayor Wehler, commissioners, I'm Beth Vargas Duncan. I am the regional director with Oregon Refuse and Recycling Association, and in that capacity, I represent the Portland Haulers Association today. And I just want to say briefly, the Portland Haulers Association has 12 members. There are 32 permittees that provide commercial solid waste services within the city of Portland. And the Portland Haulers Association members certainly appreciate and understand the intent behind this $3 tonnage increase. And I just want to say we look forward to partnering with the city and continuing to provide excellent service here.
Great. Thank you for your testimony. Any further questions? Commissioner Fritz.
This was discussed during the budget process?
It was, yes.
So this, because I know you testified in that process as well. So this is
it's
just,
included in the mayor's adopted budget as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is kind of just implementing what we've already discussed.
Correct, Commissioner. Yes.
Great. Thank you.
Great. And we appreciate your testimony.
Thank you
for coming here, and thank you for your patience. So as I said, we will continue this until 2:30 p.m. tomorrow. Be there.
Might take a 2-minute recess.